Hi everybody, I'd like to take a moment and welcome you all to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you lesson 4 of the Ascension Project. Waking up to your new reality. This lesson has been created in partnership with my guides, the group I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. I'd like to move us right into the lesson now. So please take a moment and get comfortable, and the lesson will begin shortly. We want to spend some time today talking to you about your own inner reality and how it is responsible for creating your conscious physical reality. You create your current reality based on the reality that is housed within your being. Let us offer you this analogy to help explain it. Imagine that your inner reality, the reality that is housed within you, is an actual house. And how this house is built will reflect onto what you call your physical reality, creating the life that you live. From your understanding, most of you would feel more comfortable calling this inner reality your subconscious mind. And the changes that occur in this reality will directly impact your physical reality. Now, imagining with us that your inner reality is an actual house. Now, your karma is stored in a place in this house that most of you do not want to visit, and will usually take the form of a basement. And this is the place where you keep all the things that you don't want to face. Your fears, your insecurities, the pain and the suffering that you keep holding on to that you can't let go of. In other words, this is where the karma exists that you're not ready to face, that you're not ready to release. We will call this area the basement of your being. If you decide not to deal with or face your karma, what can happen is the karma, the stuff that you don't want to face or deal with, in time can create cracks in the foundation of your own inner reality. And this is what will cause structural damage to your own inner reality. And that, of course, is mirrored out to your physical reality. So you see, it all starts first in the inner reality. And this is what we must address with all of you, because this is where so many of you get stuck. What ends up happening for many of you is you are unwilling to go into this inner reality. And furthermore, those of you who are willing to go into this inner reality will not venture into the depths of the house of your being. We speak, of course, of the basement, the deep, dark place, the place where all the stuff you are afraid of lives, the place where all the hurt and the pain and the suffering that you refuse to acknowledge lives. The karma that you don't face can create structural damage in the house in your inner reality. Now, this damage may not be able to be seen by you at first. It may just be a foundation issue that maybe you can't see yet. But in time, this damage gets worse, and you start to see visible cracks in the walls, in the basement that is in your inner reality. Now you have a choice. You can deal with the problem and repair the cracks by facing your karma or ignoring the problem altogether. Now, it would make logical sense that you would fix the damage right away if it was a serious foundation issue. Because if you ignore this problem, the problem will only get worse. But what ends up happening for a lot of you is you tend to shut the door to the basement of your inner reality. And then you put a lock on it and refuse that it even exists, refusing to go down there, ignoring the problem altogether. And some of you just hope that the problem will magically resolve itself without doing any actual repairs. It seems quite foolish when you hear us say it out loud, doesn't it? If your physical dwelling, the house that you actually live in your physical reality, had cracks in the foundation and on the walls, do you honestly believe that the damage to the foundation and to these walls would magically fix themselves? Or are you going to have to actually do something to fix the damage? Or maybe you're going to have to get somebody to help you to fix the damage because you don't know how to. Now, we are sure that most of you, if you saw that there were serious cracks in the foundation of your house, that you would fix the problem because you want a safe place to live. The question before you all today is, how do you fix or repair the damage to an inner reality that is not structurally sound? To fix or repair your own inner reality is going to require you to do some work. You're going to have to be willing to face the parts of yourself that are perhaps undesirable to you. You're going to have to be willing to face your own karma and be willing to learn the lessons that it has to teach you. And you're going to have to be willing to work through any emotions that you feel as you go through this process. And most importantly, you're going to have to learn to forgive. To forgive yourself for the mistakes in your life. To forgive the people who have hurt you in your life. And you're going to have to learn to forgive without placing any conditions or expectations on your forgiveness. When you hold on to the conditions and the expectations that you have created in order for you to forgive and let go of the feelings that are stopping you from forgiving, you are going against the natural flow of the universe. That is what will create the inner reality that is not structurally sound, which in turn will create a conscious physical reality that is very undesirable for many of you. We will finish today's lesson by saying this. The way to ascend or shift to a new earth isn't by connecting to a higher power and believing that this higher power is going to come and save you. It's by creating and maintaining an inner reality that moves with the natural flow of the universe. And the natural flow of the universe is unconditional love, which means no matter what, which means you place no conditions on your love and your forgiveness for yourself and everybody in your life. That's what it means. And if you are able to remove any conditions and expectations you have created for your love and your forgiveness, you will be able to repair, create, and maintain an inner reality that is structurally sound. And that will have a positive effect on your conscious, physical reality.